This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live Saturday edition of the program. We invite you, as always, to take control of the airwaves. If you want, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Coming up, sex robot brothels.
What?
Welcome to the 21st century.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's becoming a thing.
Sounds like Blade Runner.
We'll tell you a little bit more about that. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
But first, the process of getting to having babies. Apparently people are not having babies anymore. They're cutting back on sex. Or maybe not cutting back on sex, but being more careful about it.
Well, there's been lots of commercials and you know, talk of condoms. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and Mark, you've got a story about how Americans are cutting back on the babies these days. Millennials, specifically.
From the New York Times. Americans are having fewer babies, and they told us why. Americans are having fewer babies. At first, researchers thought they were declining. It was the declining fertility rate was because of the recession, but it kept falling even as the economy recovered. And now it's reached a record low for the second consecutive year. Because the fertility
rate. It's not exactly a big record. A record low. Wait, record low over time or record low over the last few years?
It says record low.
Okay, got it.
I mean, I'm sorry, I haven't.
The low has been the same for the last 2 years. Is what they're saying.
It has another new low.
Okay.
You can't have a record low, the same record. I suppose it could be the same record. But
that's what it sounded like to me.
Okay, it reached a record low for the second consecutive year.
That got it. Last, could be another record.
Last
low.
Year was a record low. This year before okay. that was okay. a record low.
Got it.
Because the fertility rates subtly shapes our major issues of the day, including immigration. Yeah, it does, right? Like, if you're not having as many babies as far as the country goes, you need more people coming in order to fill that gap. Education. Yeah, when the government says you're going to pay for the worst school in a given geographic area or we're going to take your house away, then yes, education matters.
Well, actually, it hasn't had an effect at all. Here in this area, they've had lower
attendance.
Declining attendance.
Still spending more on schools.
Correct. And both at the college level and at like the elementary, middle, high school level. So just across the board, schools are getting bigger budgets every year, and it doesn't matter to them that there's fewer attendees.
No, let's point out that from American public schools, that the illiteracy rate, the functional illiteracy rate of graduates is 19, more than 19%. 20% of people who graduate government schools in America are functionally illiterate.
One out of five.
Yeah. Housing. People have to live somewhere. Labor supply, the social safety net, and support for working families. There's a lot of concern about why today's young adults aren't having as many children. So, we asked them.
All right.
Wanting more leisure time and personal freedom.
Yeah.
Well,
I support that.
Right. I mean,
that's why I got a vasectomy many years ago.
Yeah, well,
I'm one of these people.
You're not going to have kids, that's for sure. I would say that this is true. I have a child, he's 10, and you do different things when you're a parent than when you... By the way, kiss sleeping in, goodbye.
Kid,
right? Once you have kids, kiss it goodbye. Because I just don't sleep in anymore.
Yeah,
I haven't,
you can't.
I haven't
slept in... He's
going
to run in there and jump in the bed and wake you up.
No, it's just... No? You know, you gotta, well, if you want a few minutes to yourself, you better get up early.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Before the kid, you mean.
Right, indeed. I don't think I haven't slept past 9 a.m. I don't know how long.
I got up at noon today.
Right, yeah. Right. I have not slept till noon since I had a child.
But it wasn't really sleeping in because I was up until like 3 in the morning or something like that.
I'm sorry, that's sleeping in.
How? I was up to like 4 or something.
Yeah, you get
an 8 hour sleep
option because you.
That's called staying up late. Not
I don't
out.
Have that option. That's not how my life goes.
Right.
I simply
your
cannot.
Your son's
do
in
that.
Bed by what? 10? What's his bedtime?
My wife's in bed by 10. My son, I hope to get in bed by 10:30 or 11. 10:30,
okay. Has the bedtime been sort of moving a little later?
Yeah, it just keeps on getting later.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and plus he's homeschooled, so...
He doesn't have to be up at 7 a.m.
Right. He doesn't have to be bright and shining at 5:30 in the morning to get the school bus.
So actually, you might have it easier than some of these government school parents.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Not being able to afford child care costs. Child care costs are incredible. You wonder to yourself, why is one of the spouses working in this relationship when you start looking at the bills for child care, after school care, and that sort of thing? It's incredible. Comparatively, summer camp is cheaper than after school, it seems like. And they've got them for overnight. These costs are the top reasons that young adults give for not wanting or not being sure they wanted children, according to a new survey conducted by the Morning Consult for the New York Times.
So free time and money were two.
Yeah, child care's too expensive is the number one. 64% cite that.
Huh.
Want more time for the children that I do have? 54%. Worried about the economy? 49%. Now, that's, yeah. Is the economy going to get better? It looks like it's doing okay now, but you can be sure that with a fiat currency, the way that has the Federal Reserve been flawless as far as the economy goes? No, it hasn't.
The dollar continues to lose value.
Does the government keep on pumping more and more money into higher education? I mean, look what it costs to get a college degree these days. That's a bubble.
I have no idea. I bet it's a lot.
It's incredible. That's a bubble that's ready to burst, ladies and gentlemen.
People have been saying that. The question is, how long can it keep getting pumped up for?
That's the trick. The prediction isn't saying that it will happen. The prediction is saying, when will it happen?
Mm-hmm.
Because when it comes to investments, you can say that, you should pull your money out of this particular investment, but it's going up. I need you to tell me when to pull it out so that I can pull it out just before it pops. And that's not how that works.
Well, in this case, these government colleges, they essentially have almost a guarantee, right? Like, there's this big pipeline of students that are trained and indoctrinated into, hey, kids, you got to go to college. If you want to be a success, you want to make $1 million, you got to go to college. And they just buy into it year after year after year. There's a fresh batch every single year of all these suckers.
That's not the way this stuff works. When 10% of students say, it's just not worth it to go to school to get a communications degree, a French horn degree, underwater basket weaving, you pick the liberal arts degree that's out there. And when they say, just not worth doing that, that's when this stuff begins to implode. 10%.
Yeah, but can't they just raise their rates 10%?
Sure. Then 10 more percent drop off. And then what, Ian?
Raise
Are they
going to
raise it again? 10%?
Raise it again.
Yeah, they're just
going to
keep on going.
They just keep going back to the government. It's government money. They just print it all out.
It doesn't work that way.
Just crank up the printing presses.
Yeah. The government.
Bring it on.
No, the government is
hyperinflation.
The government isn't subsidizing. It does subsidize some people's educations, but
isn't it pretty much the exclusive provider of loans for education these days?
It's a loan, Ian.
Yeah.
And what happens when an engineer graduates engineer school with $250,000 in debt?
It's tough.
He's
you
not going to
bankruptcy that
right.
stuff, right?
It's going to be 10 years before he can put a dent in that. At $25,000 a year, he would be able to have to pay to drop that off. No.
Where did I hear there was some kind of forgiveness for government school loans recently? I heard something about that.
I don't know. There's probably some programs that you can go into. Go into certain challenged communities or something like that.
I forget what it was, but I was in a conversation with somebody recently, and I remember I was surprised to hear about it because I thought, I thought you can't get, bankruptcy on those things. But there was some sort of program or whatever that would allow people to get out of government school loans. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about it. If you want to call in and let me know.
Most people aren't looking at the debt when they go into college. It's like, well, the 13th grade, let's go.
Right.
And, of course, they want to get off to university because it stinks living at home. There's rules and stuff.
Yeah, you can go party.
It's much better to drink and get fat at university, put on that freshman 15,
there
as
you
it
go.
Were. It's a mess.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, whether you want to comment on not having babies. Are you somebody who's decided, you know, as a young person or maybe, you know, middle-aged person or whatever, that you don't want to have kids or you already have kids and you've put a stop to it. Mark, you said you're done after number one.
Yeah, that's all we need.
Only one kid. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. 855-450-3733. Or comment on government schools, whatever's on your mind here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com, the next generation of nutritional supplementation.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free if you want to take control of the airwaves. You don't have to talk about the government education tuition bubble or young people not having as many babies these days, apparently. That's what Mark was telling us about. We can continue with that story. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live wants you to know about liberty.menu. Now, keep in mind, this is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If you don't understand what that statement means, well, go look up the non-aggression principle and start there. If you are on board with those ideas, then you ought to go and check out liberty.menu. It is a tool for the Liberty community where if you're a business, if you're an events creator, if you're a digital content creator, you can put your listings on liberty.menu, and then other libertarian types can see what you're doing and find out about it and then maybe go to it and do that thing. Liberty.menu. You can go there and put stuff up up on the site for free. It is a great site. It looks good. It's easy to use. And as I say, it is free for as many listings as you want to add to it. Liberty.menu. And you can use code FTL like Free Talk Live to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge for your user profile. Mark, you got more from the story here about people not having babies these days in America?
That's right. Americans, young adults in America were asked why they're not having children. And some of these reasons, they're listed here sort of chronologically from the biggest, which is child care is too expensive at 64%.
Can't afford it.
Yep. They want more time with the children that they have, worried about the economy, can't afford more children, and waited for financial instability because of the waited because of financial instability. So, that's people that are still waiting for the economy to straighten out. I don't know. At some point or another, if you're waiting to have children because of the economy, how much better is it going to get?
Well, I mean, certainly with this government, the United States federal government, I'm not talking about Trump. I'm talking about Trump, Obama, Bush, Clinton, you name it. With the federal government in charge of monetary policy, it's not going to get better.
But the United States government's in charge of monetary policy basically worldwide. So, yeah.
Well, they're not. There are some countries that use the dollar, and certainly the dollar is very important around the globe, but there's a bunch of central banks out there that are printing out a lot of different types of currencies.
Yeah, the dollar is the world reserve currency, and that makes it...
It may not be forever, though.
Well, nothing's forever.
Right.
I mean, the earth will turn fall into the sun and turn to ash.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's forever.
What's your dollar going to do then?
Right. What are you going to do your dollar then, mister? here you go. They want more leisure time.
Yep.
Not enough paid family leave is at 39%. So there you go. It's my employer's fault. It's society in general. We don't get enough vacation. No paid family leave. There you go. Can't have kids because there's not enough paid family leave. Worried about global instability. You're not having kids because there may be a war somewhere. All right. That hasn't stopped people for a very long time. That's just, to me, that's an excuse.
Well, these are the people who are planning children. There's still plenty of people who are going to be having sex and not planning children, but going to get them.
Well, I think you're a worry wart if you're worried about global instability. Every generation has had problems.
Arguably, it's more peaceful around the globe today than it was in the past generations, is it not?
Yeah, that's what Pinker says. I'm not entirely sure.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. John's on the line in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Yeah, hey guys. I just wanted to mention about the young adults not having as many kids or not having, the want or need for kids anymore. I think it's a whole, the deal is they're not having as much sex as we once were. Our great grandparents had families of eight, five kids, six kids. Our grandparents had four to three kids. Our parents had two to three, and nowadays people maybe have one.
Do you think that's really true, though?
There's some evidence for it.
This is what I heard statistically. I haven't checked the real stats, but if you look around, think about it. How many big families do you guys see anymore?
But wait a minute. Now, hold on. If people were having sex 200 years ago or whatever, great-great-great-grandfathers and such, there wasn't really any good contraception back then, right? So you're much more likely to end up with eight kids if you keep sticking it in there. Whereas today...
You were shooting for that, too. So there was no... that's what you were looking for. You're looking for farm help.
Yeah, yeah.
Free farm help.
But now, of course, contraception is better. But regardless, aren't a lot of the millennials criticized for having a hookup culture? I mean, isn't that supposedly a thing where people will meet on...
I think that was our culture, Generation X maybe, but not the millennials, man. Even over in Japan, they're having huge problems.
Well, Japan, that's true.
And the guys,
Japan, I mean, that's true. I've read stories about Japan.
But just because you have a lot of sex partners does not mean you have a lot of sex, okay? People who have... think about your number, people, and understand that you had sex probably with, a small segment of that number, and the others are, one-nighters or a few times or short relationships.
So what you're saying is if you had a long relationship with a healthy sex life, you probably have had sex more times than someone with a bunch of sexual partners with one-time hookups.
Right. The argument is that Americans are having less sex in relationships.
That's what I believe.
Are having less sex.
Relationships.
I believe that, and I believe in relationships is because of entertainment. So
so that Netflix is just better than sex now? Is that
video
the idea?
Games, all that.
When you had none
not
of that.
Not for me, it's not. Don't get it wrong, gentlemen. For me, I put that way up at the
We know
top
you're
of
not
list.
The one. We do. We were sure of that.
These kids, I don't get it.
Now, is this something that's been studied? Because I remember we've read it about Japan, where it's sort of this cultural shift towards people not even getting into relationships with one another at all, let alone having any sex. We've read information about teenagers in the United States that they don't even hang out anymore because they're on their devices constantly. And because they're not hanging out, they're not going out on dates.
They're in that phone 24/7 or on the internet or,
But is that true of millennials who are, not teenagers? Is that true? I guess they're not even teenagers anymore, right, millennials? Is that true of people in their 20s and 30s? Are they so insular? Are they antisocial? Are they not even, doing anything to meet? Really?
It's
what
not
about this hookup culture? Supposedly everybody's on Tinder now and they're just having sex left and right. Is that not happening?
No. Listen to what I'm saying instead of just bloviating.
I'm asking. I'm not bloviating. I'm asking.
You're asking long questions. I was attempting to answer earlier.
Okay.
When there's no radio, there's no television. I mean, you got to look back in time.
Yeah.
When people went to bed when the sun went down.
Right, because there's not lights or
there's
not
nothing
when
to
it
do.
Came up.
Right. Your entertainment is beer and sex, all right? That's your entertainment.
He's right about that. That's a true point. They said there was a lot more drinking back in the day than there is now also, and that had a lot to do with it. There's not much going on. Boredom causes you to drink. You get a couple of drinks in you. You start loving the wife a little bit more than you did 2 hours ago. She's starting to look good now,
Right.
Think
plus the
it,
fact.
Guys.
Right. Plus, there's, a more desire to have children at the time, right? Like, they're looking more families. Families didn't move off the farm until the 1900s. More than half of Americans prior to the 1900s were farmers, so you're still looking for kids. I mean, when you're looking for kids, partners are wanting to have sex more often.
John, good call. Thanks for making it tonight. I appreciate you bringing that up here. And is he on to something? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Is sex just not as good as digital entertainment? It's Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. North Korea is accusing Washington of making gangster-like demands to pressure the country into speeding up the abandonment of its nuclear weapons. Pyongyang issued the statement just hours after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapped up 2 days of talks with senior North Korean officials. Despite the statement, Pompeo sounded upbeat about the meeting.
We talked about what the North Koreans are continuing to do and how it's the case we can get our arms around achieving what Chairman Kim and President Trump both agreed to, which was the complete denuclearization of North Korea.
The North Korean statement said the U.S. attitude was regrettable. The talks ended with commitments for new discussions on denuclearization and the repatriation of the remains of American soldiers killed during the Korean War. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Well, according to the news here, Mark, I did finally look into this, and it says on multiple different sources, young Americans having less sex. So not only are they having fewer babies.
This is news.
To me, it is. Right. I mean, I'd heard about it in Japan. I'd heard about it with teenagers.
No. I mean, not is this news to you. I mean, is this news?
Cause this is what we've been talking about.
The thing that is not news.
Okay, well, it's news to me, and it's the thing we've been talking about on the air.
Not to say that we're not talking about it.
And I was wondering aloud in the last segment whether or not this was the case. So I went and I found out, according to the internet, it is the case that young people are having less sex. So you had started out the show, Mark, by saying that young people are having fewer babies, and this is a deliberate decision to, you know, for various different reasons that you went through a list of. Essentially, it boils down to they just don't feel like they can afford it, and or they want more free time, or, you know, there's a few different reasons out there. But money seemed to be a big concern.
Well, wait, you have to go back a little further than this. I have an overarching theme on Free Talk Live, which is humans don't know what motivates them. Remember, okay, Henry Ford said, if I'd asked people what they wanted, they'd have said faster horses.
Wait, so are you saying this whole study is just poppycock?
Of course it is. People don't know why they're having not having children, necessarily. Okay, many people...
Well, children are either accidental or they're purposeful.
And, okay, how many of them are accidental and how many are purposeful?
That's a good question.
Right. It's a really good question.
Half and half?
Ian. When you're in it, I personally know a couple who had two children.
Yeah.
And then had another child who was, you know, let's call it a surprise. I don't like this accidental term. a surprise. So they decided, it appears as though they decided, they liked them in pairs, they decided to have another to go along with.
Okay.
So that is two
so they
children.
Four?
Right, they have four in pairs.
One was the surprise.
One of, at the very least, one of them was a surprise. And that means that, like, do you see how these things snowball into numbers very quickly?
Yeah.
When you're in a, when you're in a marriage and you, you know, somebody gets pregnant, you decide, huh, do we want to keep it or not? And most people in a marriage are going to keep it because the reasons for not keeping it aren't there as often. So, yeah, you have to have sex to have the accident.
Right. That's what I'm saying here is it looks like, you know, not only are the people who are deciding to have children or not have children is, you know, their decisions are going down to have them, but also those sexual encounters in general are fewer, and so therefore the accidental babies would be fewer as well.
Right.
So we can tell you more about that, but first we're going to your calls and thoughts here. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype username lrn.fm, and bitcoin.com wants you to know about Save It Purse that is now taking Bitcoin Cash. This is a big deal. From what I understand, they've also gotten rid of their shapeshift options, so you can only use either BTC or Bitcoin Cash to deposit into saveitpurse.com, which is a big deal because people have been wanting Bitcoin Cash because of the old Bitcoin, it's slow. Its fees are higher than Bitcoin Cash. So you can understand why people would want to use Bitcoin Cash instead. And now saveitpurse.com has fully embraced deposits with Bitcoin Cash. So make sure you check that out. If you don't know what saveitpurse.com is, we've talked about them for years here on Free Talk Live. You must be new to the show. It is a way for you to save 20, 25, or more percent off, or less. It's up to you. If you want to save 10%, you can, but why would you do that when you can save 20?
We put up 15%, my wife and I, last week on something that we were, a purchase that we were making through Amazon. 15%. It was snatched up before I could tell her, raise that to 20 so we could save.
Somebody already grabbed it.
Somebody had already grabbed it. So if you, basically a 15% discount on everything at Amazon is
that's a bare minimum,
Using their system.
Yeah, so saveitpurse.com.
20% is something you can certainly get in a day.
Yeah, you got to go check this out. It really works. We've been using it for years. It sounds too good to be true. I know. 20% off sounds ridiculous, but it's real, it's true, and you can go learn more.
There's a catch.
Yeah.
The catch is you got to use Bitcoin.
Or Bitcoin Cash now.
Well, Bitcoin Cash. It's all Bitcoin.
Not the same thing.
It's not the same thing. It's all Bitcoin. And you've got to use that, and at the same time, you have to spend a little extra time when you put through the purchase. So
go to saveitpurse.com as we continue here. Larry's on the line, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Hello, Larry.
How you doing, boys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, listen, you know, your topic tonight, why would you go out and get married and have kids, knowing what you know is going on today with the Me Too movement and all of the pornography that's going on, and just why would you do it? They now in this country have an active campaign to stop all marriages because the state ends up taking all the production of marriage anyway into their custody and their guardianship and sell it for a profit. So why would you even get involved with that if you don't have the money?
How does the state take all production of marriage and sell it at a profit? I don't really understand what you mean by that.
Do you think that the foster care system is done for free, is operated in a state for free?
No.
Each of those kids that go into foster care, the federal government sends block grant money to the state.
Yeah.
In some cases, I know foster care parents who are dealing with therapeutic kids. The state gets $15,000 a month from the federal government to administer these kids, and the foster parent gets $5,000.
Yeah, so there's no doubt there's a bunch of bureaucracy surrounding foster care. I mean, I agree with you there. I don't know if that's exactly what you had described earlier, but okay. Well, let's just move on.
But that,
So is your concern that we are bringing this, is your concern here that parents should not bring children into kind of a society in which there's a Me Too movement, meaning that people could be molested or accused of molestation?
I'm not going there. No, that's what I'm not talking about. You misconstrued.
So I'm asking your question. You question to understand.
It's poor people, right? Poor people that don't have any money to defend themselves. If they have or produce a child, the first thing the state does is step in and see how they can profit off of that thing. Just like at the institution of slavery, that turns out to be the state's most profitable industry right there. Their domestic institution of chattelizing the productions of marriages that don't have the money to defend themselves are vulnerable people because they know they can take one person, like some fellow boy or something, they get him when he's first born. They can flip him to foster care. They can flip him to the doctors. They can flip him to one foster care home after another. And in the state of Indiana.
Sure, the more children they can institutionalize, the bigger their budget.
The more money. But the more money they get from the federal government to provide for these kids who are
that's their budget. They get that money from the federal government and from the state government.
From the state. But we need to look at things for what they really are. If you don't have any money, you might as well go get your vasectomies or get sterilized now.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
If you have any kids, they're going to be turned into the money maker for the state.
Basically, people are serfs for the government. Thank you for the call, Larry. Right. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I agree. If you can't afford to have kids, go ahead, spend the $500, $700 bucks or whatever it's going to cost you to get that vasectomy, because it's going to pay for itself real
fast. There's a government program that I wouldn't mind paying for.
What, people getting free vasectomies?
Free vasectomies, free tubal ligations.
Mm.
Right.
You donate to that.
I'm in. I was looking at the statistics here, and I'm surprised that there isn't more of a chasm in childbirth by income. The lowest, which is under $10,000, household income under $10,000 per year, 64.74%. So under 66 per thousand women. Number of births per thousand women.
That's the number of women in that bracket that have had children?
That's births per thousand women in 2015. And then it's only 43, so it's 64 versus 43. 43 is for 200,000 or more household income. I would expect a much larger chasm between rich and poor and the amount of babies they're having.
All right, there's more on the way here. The toll-free number, if you want to join us on the radio, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues in moments.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. 4346 Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Skype username's lrn.fm. And we've got a Discord on-air call-in line room. What is Discord? It's a chat server. And is free to use. And it's there 24/7. It's got different channels, so you can talk on the Free Talk Live channel, for instance, during the show. It's a good time to find folks in there live. But then before, during, and after the show, there's other channels there that you can check out, like cryptocurrency discussion or video games, different chat channels there for you. And there's text chat, and there's also voice chat channels. Sometimes after our show's over, some of our listeners will gather together in the voice chat channel to talk about whatever it is they want. So it's there. It's free. You can download it for – there's an app you can download, or you can just use their web version on any web browser. It's up to you. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. But there are apps, of course, for Android, for iOS, for Linux, for Mac, for Windows. So whatever operating system you're on, and more than one of them. So if you want to have Discord on your laptop, you want to have it on your smartphone, your desktop, you can have it in all those places. And, you know, get involved with other Free Talk Live listeners. Some of the hosts are also there frequently. I'm in there all the time over at discord.lrn.fm. In fact, we're going to go to that Discord call-in line here in just a moment. But first, to the phones, where Jim is on the line in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I have one as an observation and one as, I guess, kind of a theory.
Okay.
The first is, I would say, birth control, say something like the Mirena or something like that, where a female can have it installed in her area for like 5 years, I believe.
Oh, you're talking
about.
Yeah, that must be a brand name of the intrauterine device, the IUD.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So there's, you know, I think protection is probably a little better for the surprise baby. And then I have two boys that have one at 20 and another one around 17. And they have a group of friends, and there's only two in that group that have girlfriends. And here's where theory comes in.
17 years old. They're 17 years old, and there's two of them in a group. How large has girlfriends?
I'd say within the group, there's probably about 18 to 20.
Whoa.
I have there's a 20-year-old and a 17-year-old are my two.
All right.
And then they have a group of 20 friends that kind of hang out.
So you're just saying empirical evidence here. Your observation is 1 in 10 teenage boys has a girlfriend. Horrifying. Go ahead.
And the one that has a girlfriend has a flip phone, and the other one does not have a PlayStation.
So what you're suggesting there is if
everyone
they did
else
have...
has smartphones and PlayStations.
It's interesting. Jim, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to somebody who is a millennial. She is Alaloka on the line here on our Discord on-air call-in line room. Hello, Alaloka, calling from Orlando.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to give you my perspective as a 26-year-old female with a child.
And you're married, correct?
Yes, I am married.
Okay.
So I don't know if you guys want to interview me or I can just tell you like what my experiences are as a married mom with a kid.
Well, what were your thoughts as we were reading through these,
These are reasons for listeners just tuning in. We started the show out with reasons why millennials generally are less inclined to have children or not at all have kids and kind of going through that list. Did any of that jive with you?
I mean, it's kind of the opposite for me, but I can say that a lot of people are in that situation.
Which situation?
They don't want to get married and they don't want to have kids. I know pretty much everyone I know still lives with their parents and they're 27, 28.
Everyone you know.
Basically,
so it's harder for you to think about the people who aren't living with your parents.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Oh, man.
Hokey smokes.
Well, like you said before, Mark, on the air, sorry to interrupt you, but you said when you were living with your mom, when you got out of prison,
yeah, 28, yeah.
You didn't really want to bring girls home there either. Just
no,
it's
uncomfortable. I mean, if it hadn't been for a sex drive, I'd have stayed there. It's awesome, right? The lady will do your laundry, and she goes to the grocery store and does shopping. It's like having a wife without all the complaining.
Anyway, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I was just saying, like, it is very expensive to have a kid. Mm-hmm. I was making a lot of money before, and I had to leave that job, and I came to the realization that I have to move back. I didn't move back with my mother-in-law, but I had to move back to Orlando because it was just so expensive, and my mother-in-law actually takes care of her for half the cost of daycare. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to say I'm ashamed of having a kid, but it's very – I feel bad. Sometimes, because I feel like everyone around me still have that early 20s mentality, and I have to be the grown-up. I don't regret having a kid. I'm happy that I had one. That was a choice. I plan to have a child.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to say, the mentality that I have now as a guy that's got a 10-year-old, the mentality I have about life feels more mature than what I experienced in myself prior to that and what I get to see on a day-to-day basis with my single male friends.
Now, are you calling it quits after one, or are you planning on having more than one?
Oh, yeah, it's over at one. I feel like it's so hard to get back, like, time, I guess. If I keep having more, it's going to be harder for me to enjoy the rest of my life, I can say. Not in a bad way, but, like, to do things, you know, with me and my husband and going out and traveling and stuff. Like, as of now, I'm pretty limited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got to bring the kid with you.
And let's not forget the cost of every child. There was some study done, and I don't believe these numbers. But
like a Lamborghini, right?
Yeah, like each kid is basically the cost of a fine Italian sports car. I don't believe those numbers for a second. You can basically find...
That's if you don't include college, right?
College is extraordinarily expensive.
Because then that's another sports
car. But that was 10 years ago that study came out. You start looking at clothes. Look, not everybody's shopping at Baby Gap. We got basically all of Jack's clothes for free for the first 6 or 7 years.
Sure.
And probably could handle this far. He's a little rougher. They're a little rougher on clothes as they get older. And obviously you got to buy shoes. But there's car seats and cribs and all these things that you can buy if you want to have the matching sets and all that stuff in the room. Yeah, you can pay money for that, or you can get it free from somebody who doesn't need it anymore.
Alaloka, have you noticed since you made the comment that your 27-year-old friends or thereabouts are basically living at home almost to every single one of them with their parents, are you also noticing what the studies are showing here that your friends are not in relationships and not having sex?
Maybe they have more flings. They're definitely not in relationships. They're definitely going out and on Tinder and looking for guys and girls. I can attest to that.
So the hookups culture.
Yeah. Yeah,
so well, what about this? I mean, the claim is that flings are worth talking about. You know, like you may chat with that about your friends, but you're not telling your friends how often you're having sex. Presumably, if you're married, that's 2.7 times per week or whatever the average number is. I don't know.
Isn't that true for men, but not necessarily for women? Don't women gossip more about sex? Is that true or not?
I would say yes. I gossip a lot about
that. Yeah, told you, Mark.
Fine. I'm just saying that I'll bet you that as a married person, you're having sex more often than your friends because flings are they're socially damaging. They're physically dangerous. There's all kinds of problems with flings.
Yeah, I could say that. That's true. I am having more relations with my husband.
There you go.
Alaloka, anything else you want to share tonight with us?
No, that's all, I guess.
Thanks for calling on our Discord on-air call-in line room there, and that will be available for you shortly if you want to jump in there. She sounded almost like she was in the studio with us here. It's really great quality. Go to discord.lrn.fm, and you just jump right in to that very top room.
Or you can just use Skype, and our username is lrn.fm.
You could, but Skype is a lot harder to sign up with if you're new to Skype. So if you already have Skype, then it's easy enough. But if you're new, it's a lot easier to get onto Discord. And then you can chat with other listeners, too. Let's go to Michael. He's in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hello, Michael.
Hello. I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
And you can both think about it for a week, and we'll talk about it next week.
Okay.
But, plan
ahead.
Here's the question.
Yeah.
If your local police department there in Keene, New Hampshire, were to have in its possession video of a terrorist recruitment initiation ceremony which occurred on property used by middle school students in large numbers, would you want that video given to the FBI?
I want most video released on the internet. I'm just sort of an advocate for freedom in that area, so I guess the FBI could find it.
Right, but I'm saying if the police department had with its own cameras made that video of a known terrorist recruiter and a known imam conducting a ceremony with more than a dozen Muslim men initiating a terrorist who will either perform an act on...
I don't know. I'm willing to talk about it, though, now. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.